This week on America Interrupted from the PBS NewsHour, school in a pandemic.
It was becoming too stressful. There was just too many fights, too many meltdowns.
A parent, her daughters, and their teacher share what they're going through. The health concerns, challenges with teaching and learning online, and never knowing what's coming next.
I'm not 100% here as a teacher. I'm not 100% at home. I just don't feel successful anywhere.
Listen and subscribe to America Interrupted wherever you listen to podcasts.
The COVID-19 pandemic in the U.S. is generating both despair and hope tonight. Total infections have soared over the 11 million mark nationwide. But there is also progress in the effort to stop the virus. William Brangham begins our coverage.
A new week and another new experimental vaccine showing signs of real progress against this novel coronavirus. Drug maker Moderna said today early trials show its vaccine is nearly 95% effective. Dr. Stephen Hoge is Moderna's president.
It's really just a milestone, though. We have a lot of work ahead of us. Knowing the vaccine is going to be effective is great news, but we still need to complete the regulatory process.
The announcement comes just a week after another leading candidate from Pfizer had similar results. Neither company has released the complete data behind their claims. Still, America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, hailed the news.
So now we have two vaccines that are really quite effective. So I think this is a really strong step forward to where we want to be about getting control of this outbreak.
It's a glimmer of hope while the country faces a health crisis that is now growing exponentially. A staggering 1 million cases were reported nationwide in just the past 6 days, and the U.S. passed the 11 million mark over the weekend. When it comes to deaths, the average is up 33% from 2 weeks ago, at 820 a day. Fearing that hospitals are reaching their breaking points, officials nationwide are putting back into place a series of restrictions many hope were in the past. California rolled back reopening plans, ordering non-essential businesses in 41 counties to close. In New Jersey today, Governor Phil Murphy tightened limits on indoor and outdoor gatherings ahead of the holidays.
The smaller the gathering is, the less likely it is that someone is infected and puts their loved ones at risk. It is that simple.
The city of Philadelphia introduced similar restrictions. And over the weekend, Washington State announced a month-long freeze on indoor service at restaurants and gyms.
This is where the virus gets us, inside, where we're heading during the winter.
Michigan did the same, while also canceling in-person classes for high school and college students over the next 3 weeks. But President Trump's coronavirus advisor, radiologist Dr. Scott Atlas, suggested on Twitter people should, quote, rise up against those restrictions. He later tweeted he never meant to incite violence. That drew a rebuke today from President-elect Biden.
What the hell's the matter with these guys? What is the matter with them? Resist.
In Wilmington, Delaware, Mr. Biden also warned that President Trump's refusal to concede defeat in the election and authorize a transition is delaying critical planning on a coordinated pandemic response.
More people may die if we don't coordinate. If we have to wait until January 20th to start that planning, it puts us behind over a month, month and a half. And so it's important that it be done, that there be coordination now.
And Dr. Fauci has said a smooth handoff was key to beating the pandemic. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham.